The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. Watching the end of the national news the other day, I was informed that more Americans get their news from ABC News than from any other news source. It prompted me to ask why I was watching this particular news source and not some other, because I didn't care that most Americans get their news from ABC, if that's even true. There are many news sources that we can choose. And this will not be a tirade against Fox or CNN or MSNBC or CBS or any other network. It is, however, a good thing to think about from time to time. Where do you get your news? We all have opinions, mindsets, perspectives, and slants. And these opinions, whether we admit it or not, drive which outlets we turn to in order to further inform those opinions. The result is usually that we become even more ingrained in our particular point of view. It's a vicious circle, isn't it? Have you ever changed your mind based on a news story that you read or that you hear? Maybe once in a while, but it's not common. It's not common. Certainly not for me. How often have people claimed to know the truth because they watched a video on YouTube? There are facts for every opinion. There are facts for every opinion. The truth is that liberals can be just as stubborn as conservatives, and a failure to listen to the truth and to one another only underscores the divide between them. Now more than ever, we experience this divide, and it gets worse every day. The fact is, in order to arrive at the truth, we must often check our opinions. But this is not a political talk. We are here to hear about Jesus. So along those same lines, let me ask, where do you get your information about Jesus? What attitudes of ours inform where and to whom we listen about the Lord? Our parents, our friends, our priests, our media caricatures, the gospel. Certainly all these provide some information about who Jesus is, some more than others. But I want to suggest that these are not enough. What drives us to learn about Christ? Our own ignorance? Our curiosity? Our wish for something safe and strong? Again, these are good motives, but they are incomplete. Our gospel today can help us to reconcile it all, though. We come to a pivotal moment in Jesus' ministry. He's now preparing to make his way toward Jerusalem, toward his passion. Before he does, though, he checks in with his closest followers, and he asks, "Who do people say I am?" Here, Jesus is not having an identity crisis, nor is he showing insecurity. Rather, he is questioning the sources of opinions about him. And the disciples give him various answers, each of which is informed by the people's own desires, opinions, and mindsets. Some wish that John the Baptist were still alive and still active. Some wish that Elijah had returned to usher in the coming of the Messiah or one of the other prophets. They wished that. Next, Jesus asks them directly, "Who do you say that I am?" This question is different. It's personal. There is no hiding behind a source. There's no copping out. There's no passing the buck. Right? I can be wrong about something and say, "Well, that's what I saw on Facebook." I'm not owning that opinion, right? Especially if I'm wrong. But when they say, "Austin, what do you think?" The question, it implies the fact that I'm thinking in the first place, right? I can't hide behind somebody else's opinion. I can't hide behind someone else's source. And that's what's so powerful about Jesus' question. Who do you say that I am? Because your salvation does not depend on somebody else's answer. Your salvation does not depend on somebody else's goodness and somebody else's relationship. It's personal. Jesus wants an answer, and he wants it clearly. When Peter responds that he is the Christ, Jesus seems to be satisfied. But when Peter rebukes Jesus for speaking of suffering and rejection and death, the Lord recognizes Peter's mistake. Peter is still speaking out of his own opinion, his own hopes and desires for Jesus and for himself. In other words, Peter will not let Jesus be the Christ whom he just professed. In correcting this error, Jesus speaks plainly that whoever would want to truly be a disciple of the Lord must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. This denying of ourselves is at the heart of our discipleship, at the heart of knowing about Jesus and ultimately knowing ourselves. Denying oneself means letting go of our opinions, of our attitudes, of our personal preferences, and our desire to be right, and allowing God to amaze us with his plan. To have John the Baptist come back and just continue his ministry would have been cool. Elijah, the Jews believed, would be the forerunner of the new Messiah coming in. Knowing that he were coming and active would be exciting. Having any of the prophets come back would have been wild. But to have somebody claim to be the Son of God, to be killed for that claim, and then rise again from the dead, and give you and me the hope and power to be raised from the dead as well. Who would have thought? Certainly not Peter, because he doesn't even let that enter his mind, because his own opinions, his own desires, his own perspective has blinded him to the fullness of what God was doing. If we remain rooted in ourselves and in our own desires and our own small minds, we miss God's plan. During this year, we'll have many opportunities to learn about Jesus. And I invite and encourage all our parishioners to take advantage of them. We'll hear about one of them later at the end of Mass. Our knowledge about the Lord must drive us to know more and more. However, that cannot be the end. Knowledge about Jesus is not the same thing as knowing Jesus. Knowing Jesus cannot come from any news source or any YouTube video. Sure, it's informed by the Word of God, and it's nourished here at our Eucharistic table. We can fill it out through studies and fellowship. But here, we get to celebrate the real relationship that is the goal of our Christian life. However, we must spend real time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in reflection and personal prayer, in order to fully and truly call him our friend. If we can let go of those preconceived notions about Christ and allow him to teach us, we will certainly enter that relationship where, by losing our life for him, we gain eternal life with him.